This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
What are some of the key pieces of a retirement income strategy? What are some of the ways you can help ensure your income will last? How important is it to be tax efficient in retirement? These are some big questions, and we got the guy with the answers. Scott McLean here with us. I'm Alex Dingman. This is Financial Insanity. We're going to help you piece together your retirement planning puzzle. If you hear something today, raises some questions. If you have any thoughts, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. We're going to talk about that later on. We're going to talk about some retirement risks to avoid. And then later, we're going to go back in time to 1975. But Scott, first off, some sound here. Because at age 76, Pat Sajak announcing he is retiring after 40 years hosting The Wheel.
At some point,
people are still watching it.
People are still watching it. And here is Pat talking about that retirement.
At some point, I'll say to myself, you know, I don't want to be on the set whittling and drooling. So at some point, you'll say, let's let someone else do it.
And that, Scott, was actually audio from 20 years ago, from 2001, when he was asked if retirement was on the horizon. But what do you think about Pat, a real staple in television, announcing that retirement?
Totally amazing man. And I think people are watching you reruns as you and I are speaking today. It's a pretty good chance that we're all going to be there. What is our planning and finances going to look like when we get a little older? Our lights go a little bit dimmer. Our drooling starts a little bit more. I was speaking to one of our Vietnam veterans here, and he was saying to me today, because I invited him to our property in Florida, and I said, Davey, why don't you go to Florida? Because Scotty, I can't be in a confined place anymore. He was in Vietnam War. He was in some very, very tough areas. But Pat is blowing it off nice and comfortably, but I don't want to drool on myself. You know, we all go through stuff, and I think the most important thing is, how is your planning look like right now? So you have the go-go years, then you have the slow-go years, and as Pat Sajak, the no-go years. And so I don't know if you have a game plan out there, you guys and gals out there, but I can tell you one thing. You need to have a game plan like Pat Sajak with his beautiful Vanna White. And he said also in the article, he never could realize not working with anyone else or anyone else seeing not him and Vanna White. So it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing show.
Absolutely. And Scott, I want you to give people information about how they could get a hold of you. But if you could talk a little bit about what maybe is overlooked most often when you're talking about this retirement plan, you want to cover all the bases. What are some areas that you see often overlooked?
Well, Alex, when people call us at our studios, 609-488-4646, when they give us a call, they will speak to Bonnie because there are questions. You have questions. If I can't answer them, well, I can promise you we'll find the answer. We have a lot of contacts now in our 43rd year in the industry, four decades as you were scaring me with the Sajak. But, you know, you think about retirement and it's, oops, I forgot about long-term care. Or maybe this invisible monster that we're facing today, which is called inflation. This piece of the puzzle, sneaky, kind of grabs your money, and all of a sudden you go out for a Big Mac because you got to split it now. It's so expensive. And you think about the pieces of retirement people are forgetting, and maybe the area called estate planning, your will, your power of attorney, your living will, your healthcare directive. I have seen some people when they come in here, about 95% of the time, they need to update it. And most people say, oh, I didn't know my daughter was in there. She passed away 3 years ago. Oh, Now, I'm not trying to be have you guys in this morning to start drinking not your coffee, but something in your coffee. Spike it. Fix it. Don't put off a problem. It just gets bigger. Daddy always told me that. So again, the estate planning treasure hunt. I call that in this. That's a piece of the puzzle you're talking about, Alex. The fourth, the piece I've noticed oftentimes, which is why we brought the estate planning in our firm and the lawyers, but I call it the tax wizard. This piece of the puzzle, the tax wizard, you know, you got to be aware of this tricky monster that can pop up out of the blue. All of a sudden you have a, you're a couple and now you're filing single because one of you passed away. Your tax bracket jumped up, the marginal tax bracket jumped up, and now bang, you're hit with an unannounced tax problem. What am I saying? Pay attention to the taxes and try to outsmart the beast that's roaring for your money. And if we see inflation as we see what's happening right now, we know we've got a lot of debt. You seniors, I see you guys every day. And I love to see those who haven't heard or spoken to me before. Come in, speak to me. I'd love to talk to you because what's happening is you're unaware of that, the tricky tax wizard. And lastly, I call it the social butterfly piece of the puzzle. You know, retirement, you think about that and you think about dollars and cents. And on top of that, you go out to dinner, maybe you spend a little bit too much, but you forget you're not watching your hobby. You're not, I should say, you're not watching your wallet. You're playing it. You're paying attention to your hobby, or maybe you're going out to eat and enjoying life, but the money is starting to dwindle away quicker than you thought. Put this piece of puzzle together and you think about the five pieces of puzzle and don't let dust gather on them. And this is why when you look at people holistically, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Alex, you know, don't forget about these areas, long-term care, the inflation, estate planning, the taxes, and again, the social butterfly, staying away from, you know, you got to be connected with people, not stuck in your room, harboring just yourself and watching the boob tube.
That's a great point, Scott. 609-488-4646, the number, 609-488-4646. Coming up, we're going to talk about some retirement risks to avoid. Also, later on, we're going back in time. Scott, and this time, we're going to go back to 1975. And get this, Scott, a little preview here, as I read this earlier, and you might already be thinking this, but what movie became the highest grossing film in movie history in 1975. And it's much like what you were just talking about unforeseen things in retirement. This is about something that maybe you don't see because it's lurking underneath you in the water, Scott.
Water.
1975. Uh-huh. What are we talking about, my friend? What movie?
The Jaws.
Jaws, baby. Oh, you are. I can tell that you already have the hair standing up on your skin there, on your arm, thinking about that movie.
You see the History Channel, Alex. Oh. You see the Shark Week, or they call it here in, you know, we're on the Island Beach, of course, right here on the shore, Jersey Shore. And, you hear about these sharks that are coming out of the blue. Yes.
Oh, Jaws. Yep, that came out 1975 here this week. So
I was first
cool.
Thinking about what's his name, the boxing movie. Rocky. I thought that was Rocky, but I guess it wasn't.
No, well, it says here, so that became the highest grossing film 1975 until 1977, Star Wars. Which, came along, and can't do much about that, but good stuff.
That's still going.
Still going, baby. Again, one more time, 609-488-4646, adda.com for the website. More Financial Insanity with Scott McClain coming up.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. 888-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Frankly, you could have your grandkids tweet out to your friends or go on the Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is and say, I got great information from Scott.
And you left out TikTok there as you're rambling the different social media being used by the kids today. You got to remember that TikTok.
Oh, that's right. Tickety-tock.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman along with Scott McLean. And
that's
today,
right.
That's right, baby. Ready for us. Today, we're talking about 7 easy to avoid retirement risks. We're going to go through them. Easy to avoid. I mean, that's
easy, Alex.
That's
Alex,
what it's. I know. Nothing's easy, Scott. I know. It's all relative, my friend. So maybe easy isn't the right word, but maybe it's possible to avoid these retirement risks.
We could maybe do that.
You know, people look forward to retirement, of course, all the relaxing and enjoying activities that we've not had the time to do. Maybe reading more, traveling, exercising. But as we transition into retirement, there's a lot of things that, well, we just didn't realize that we're going to be there when we crossed over that threshold as far as
like
our way of living. Yeah. I mean, there are risks to that. I mean, that is one of the biggest fears, obviously, is running out of money. So let's go through these 7 easy to avoid risks. And if something resonates with you, if you have questions, give Scott a call, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. 488-4646. If you have questions, Scott is here to answer them. So, risk number 1, living too long. Explain that one, Scott.
You know, we all want to live long. You think about Methuselah. You think about in the Old Testament. There's only one guy actually kind of walked out of this picture in the Old Testament, and he didn't die. He just lived, went on. I think about so many people. We all want to live a long life as long as it's healthy. And then, of course, challenges. When I was looking in the year 2000, I think 50,000 people, I think you gave me some stats also, that 50,000 people who lived to age 100 or older by 2050 is projected. So I'm kind of thinking about this. And that number is expected, by the way, to reach 1 million. So we're going to live a lot longer. I was reading a book called Life Force, Tony Robbins, wonderful book for those of you who really like to read and learn about the new stuff that's coming out, the scientific, the medical journey, what's happening in the supplements. Life Force is a great book. You might want to get your hands on as I was reading it. And we're going to live a lot longer. And the new stuff that's coming out is just amazing. These young kids and doctors that are really just coming around. But we're living too long. And I think that's, as I mentioned before, we're talking about the 7 easy to avoid risks. Well, it's not easy to keep healthy. You got to work out. You got to eat right. We all love sweets, which are very bad for you, but I love sweets. But the challenge is we're living, could you live too long? Maybe you think you're going to pass away. I've got a very close friend. We'll call him Raphael. Raphael. And Raphael is a beautiful friend of mine for many, many years. And when we were doing this planning, he kept saying during the planning stage, well, Scott, my mom and dad died at 65 and 67. I'm 63. I probably will make it to 70. I've got a heart condition. I said, Ralph, my friend, what if you make it longer? Today, Ralph is 73. And he ran out of money. He doesn't have it left. He was burning so much cash in his portfolio. And I said, Ralph, please, you have to spend this. Scotty, I'm not going to make it. Well, he made it. And he is still healthy. He didn't have his parents' ailments. So number one risk, if I were to say the 7 easy to avoid retirement risk, this isn't easy to avoid, but you work out hard, obviously. He's doing well. Don't run out of money.
Yep.
Are you planning to live a good long life? I hope you are. And I think that's the hope and dream of that. So number one risk, living too long.
Risk number 2, as we're going through 7 easy to avoid retirement risk in retirement. The second one, explain this one, Scott, spending principle.
Boy, what a great risk number 2 as you think about living too long. Imagine living too long and you're spending the principle as my boy Ralph did. And you can spend principle without knowing it. In other words, the stock market goes up and your portfolio went up 20%. You say, well, heck, I'll just take out that 20%. And the next year, the market drops 15%, but you pull out the same amount of money, not understanding that reverse dollar cost averaging, as I mentioned in one of my segments in our shows, that you could actually burn down principal much faster. And the reverse dollar cost averaging, if those of you listening right now, if you're not clear on how reverse dollar cost averaging or dollar cost averaging works, please, please do yourself a favor. Please, if you have a pen and paper, write this down. Get ready. This is very important. If you're not sure how reverse dollar cost averaging is in light of dollar cost averaging, write this down, 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you off the air because number two is very easy to avoid, meaning you're not paying attention. And when you're not paying attention to something, here you are living a long life. You got 30 years left, almost like a 30-year mortgage. And in reverse, you start paying the mortgage payments and you're not paying back the principal at all. Pretty soon, you start paying the principal and you're down to zero. My question to you guys out there, are you watching how the money is lasting? Should you reallocate? We spoke in our previous show, we talked about allocating your money in this volatile stock market. Perhaps you need to allocate your money to get some kind of vehicle that'll give you income for life for yourself or yourself and your spouse, your significant other. So both of you have a income that will last a good long time. Because what happens is if you're married out there, have a significant other, well, one of you, if you're married, are going to lose the Social Security. So your husband dies, wife dies, your spouse dies. The highest of Social Security transfers to the other, but you lost a significant amount of money. So I think that's really important. You think about taking a pool of savings worth, let's say, $1 million, you're generating 5% per year. That's $50,000, Alex. Now, Alex, you're getting $50,000, even if you just take a little bit more of that $50,000, just a small amount of your principal of your $1 million savings, it will be depleted. It will evaporate. So when people say, well, I've got a lot of money. Well, okay, how are you spending it? Are you being frugal? Or in my family, when you're Jewish and Scottish, you're really cheapish. You really got to watch, am I spending too much principal? It's easy to do, Alex, very easy. So I guess number one was living too long, but then you're spending too much money. That's principle number two. Be very, very careful, Alex. People need to be aware of that.
Man, the whole Scottish and cheap thing really resonated with me. You've never met my father, but yeah. If he heard me right now, he'd be nodding his head. Yes, in agreement. 609.
No, my dad was the same way. My dad was very frugal.
Hey,
and he watched every dime. He didn't turn the lights out in the bedroom. You get yelled at, and if you don't do it the second time, you might get a little spanking. And I grew up in that. I didn't understand it. I was pissed, really ticked off that he would get mad at me. But,
sure.
You know, I do the same thing with my kids. And now I'm a grandparent. If I see my little grandson leaving, turn the light off.
Well, those lessons that the, you know, the great folks who lived through the Depression and the lessons that they tried to trickle down to people. And sometimes that ended up being your parents who then were telling you to turn the light off because of the bill.
If you'd like to get a copy of my book, The Three Blind Mice, How the Financial Planning Process Leads Your Money to a Mousetrap, please give our studios a call. We'll make it available to anybody. We'd love to help you as long as we have any left, because I think this book will guide you through all of the jungles and the quagmires, the ruts in the road. As you are in your investments with your investment advisor, you ask wise questions. So again, like to just to throw it out there, if you would like to give us a call at our office. Now, Alex, you were saying that the simple mistakes that people are making, number one, living too long, number two, spending down principal. And then I think you wanted me to talk about something that was really hitting all of us right now. What was that? Number three, Alex.
Inflation and maybe underestimating it could be a risk for sure.
I bought my house in Ocean Gate, New Jersey, and I paid $42,500. And that was when my mortgage payment was interest rate was around 13.5, and I was happy as a pickle in a barrel. And then I saw mortgage rates jumping up to 16 and 17%. You know what? I felt pretty excited. Then I saw the mortgage rates come so I could refinance and reduce my rates. But this is inflation in the worst and the best. So how do you take care of it? And so we're all feeling it. You know, you're feeling it out there when you go to the pump and you grab that nozzle, or if you're getting it pumped by yourself or having someone do it, and you look at the bill. And of course, I filled up my diesel the other day for $5.98 it was. And I just got 17 gallons, and I went, holy bananas. Not that we couldn't afford it. I don't want to overpay. Again, I said I'm very, very frugal, and so I always shop for the best price. Inflation has a way of getting away. Like the price I bought for my house in Ocean Gate, I bought it for $42.5 and sold it for $125 just 3 years later. I got lucky. You think about a baby coming out of the oven, beautiful little kid, beautiful child. God's blessed the child. No matter what condition it is, you're blessed with this beautiful infant. And later on in life, it grows. That's inflation on a child, from a little beautiful kid coming out to now it's a older child. And so the question is, things change. How do you get around it? Well, we want the kid to grow, but we don't want to keep paying more for our products. And so I hear so many stories. It's the supply chain, Alex. The supply chain is so bad. That's why we have inflation. I heard that on the radio or TV from one of the government pundits. And there's so many quote unquote excuses, but it's still coming out of your pocket. When you live a lot longer, you're going to be going to McDonald's and you're going to get a Happy Meal. And pretty soon you're going to have to split that Happy Meal with your spouse because it's so expensive. And that's inflation. Inflation could really evaporate your money. When it evaporate your money, A, you live too long. B, now you got to spend more money, or you're spending down principal. And three, inflation is I call it a hidden grim reaper. It just shows up, and that could be disastrous.
Scott, we have time for one more. We're going through 7 easy to avoid retirement risk in retirement. Before we take a break, let's go to risk number 4, staying invested in the stock market too long. We know staying in the stock market for a long time is a good idea generally, but yeah. What are we talking about if we're saying staying in too long?
The stock market has market cycles, and I've go this over every one of my workshops, Alex. This is unique that as we speak about the challenges, risks we have, what people don't understand is the stock market history. The history of the stock market has cycles. And if you've been to one of my classes, you've heard me from 1899 to 1921, the price to earnings ratio was around 30 and the market dropped. Then the market took off from 1921 to 1929. This cycle of the boom market took off, the bull market. And it was just from 1921 to 1929. This was a nice short period the market took off. Then it evaporated again and it dropped. And it dropped again from 1929 to 1954. If you're not writing this down, if you're driving right now, this is important. Not understanding the stock market cycles, which is a full stock market cycle, about 35, 36 years. So from 1929 to 1954, imagine pulling money out and the market's dropping for that 25 years. Then from you go that period of time, now we're going into a bull cycle of the market. When the market 1954, the market took a poop, now it's going to come bow. 1966, the market took off. But then it turned back again. It dropped again. So from 1966 to 1982, the market didn't come back. It went nowhere from point to point. Imagine the stock market is at 1,000, and here it is, 25 years later, it's still at 1,000. How you invest your money, staying invested in the long period, if for those of you in retirement periods or heading into retirement, this is critical. You pay attention to allocating or putting your money in the right buckets of money that will absolutely not evaporate, having income that we all deserve, we all want for the rest of your life. So this cannibalization of your money, and here it is from 19, those of you listening right now, from 1982 to 2000 was the fastest bull cycle in the United States history. 1982 to 2000. I studied this because I was ready to get out of the business, Alex. I don't know if you know this. I was ready to leave the business in 2000 to 2003 when the market dropped. 50%. And I was told by the big firm I was with, hang in there, don't worry, it'll come back. Why? Because they're worried about the company profits, not about my clients. Then here it is in 2000, the bottom of 2008. Well, what happened? Well, the market dropped from 2000 to 2003, came back by 2007 and broke even, then dropped again, which is people wasn't aware of, 60%, 60 by 2009. Everybody says 2008. Well, the bottom was 2009 and then came back. Imagine from 2000 to 2013, you made no money. 13 years of a done. For those of you that are invested, not understanding market cycles, this is where you want to say, Scott, how does the market cycle affect me? How does it affect my inflation? Am I spending too much principal, number two? And number one, am I outliving my area? So the four areas that Alex brought up with us today, if you're in that boat, please, please do yourself a favor. Do your spouse, your family, your kids a favor. Pay attention, because the next three areas we talk about, the unexpected events that are coming down the line, please don't turn me off now. You want to pay attention, because this is critical, because the biggest mistakes in retirement could be made because you're not paying attention, or the advisor's trying to sell you, not educate you. This is important. So please stay on your game. Pay attention to market cycles, as Alex mentioned.
And if you have questions, give Scott a call, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Going through 7 easy-to-avoid risks in retirement. We've done 4. We got 3 left. That is coming up. This is Financial Insanity.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Welcome back to Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McLean. Thank you so much,
Alex,
for joining us. Yes, and if you have any questions, give us a holler, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Today, going through 7 easy-to-avoid risks in retirement. And we started this off by risk number 1, living too long. Risk 2, spending principal. 3 was underestimating inflation. And we wrapped up the last segment talking about staying invested in the stock market too long due to the different cycles that we know happen with the market.
Yeah.
So now, moving on, 3 left here. And our first one, another underestimation we can make, and in this one is in regard to healthcare costs. And I know that one's tough, Scott, because people always think that they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof until something happens. And so talk a little bit here about that risk, underestimating healthcare costs.
I went to the Florida and went water skiing, and I haven't skied in almost 35 years. I jump in the water and I couldn't get up. I used to ski at Cypress Gardens. I skied all over the place, water skied. I jumped, I hang glide. I did a lot of fancy water skiing, and I was mad at myself. I couldn't get up. I thought I was 18. In my brain, I was 18 years old.
Right.
My body was a lot older. Even though I do work out and I thought I was in shape, boy, healthcare could be expensive. My buddy was saying he did the same thing, and he tried to jump start one ski, slalom ski, and he pulled his groin, and he was in the hospital. Healthcare costs, they come up suddenly. One day you feel great, the next day you can't even walk down the stairs. One day you feel like $1 million, the next day you feel like a dollar bill or less. And I think the cost of the healthcare is it's just amazing how it's gone up. Now, the government's trying to fix that. And obviously, it's not. It's going to keep continue going up. Hopefully, there'll be no medications, new stuff for us. But this means for those of you who are retiring, you got to pick what medication plan, what Medicare plan you're going to pick up, what option is. We want to guide people with this area. And those people in the 60s, currently the cost of family, the health care is right around $200,000. You figure the cost of someone being taken care of. Is home health care about $200,000? Let's say I'm wrong. Let's say you're going to stay home and have your kids take care of you. That's not going to happen most of the time. Maybe you want to pull money out and you're going to get a full-time health care worker that I have with one of our clients, and his wife has MS. He is taking care of his lovely wife, but he's got a full-time person. He's spending around $80,000 a year, and he's at his own house. So good quality health care, and you now you start throwing into an inflation. That $200,000 could easily be $800,000, or perhaps that $100,000 could be $400,000. It doesn't matter. It costs a lot of money. Pay attention to those areas. Please get in shape, work out. You know what's right to do. We all have 24 hours a day, I guess. And I'm talking to myself, by the way, Alex. You know, working that extra 1 hour a day, just working out, could be vital, and eating the right food. But healthcare costs are going out of control.
That is for sure. All right, risk number 6. Got 2 left, going through 7 easy to avoid retirement risks. This one here, Scott, changes in policies or government programs. Well, that never happens. What are you talking about?
It never happens. Yeah, no. Think about we, you know, they change policies all the time. They're giving away free money the last few years. Now we have rapid inflation because we got too much money chasing too few goods. Now we have another issue. Inflationary, and which is now hitting our health care, which we just spoke about. And now the government wants to reduce Social Security. Think about Social Security, Alex. It's already slated on the table to be reduced if they don't fix this deal.
Right.
And you think, whoa. If I'm getting $1,000 a month and there's a 23% reduction, which is already slated, well, that means if I'm getting $1,000 a month, that means I'm getting $230 less. Ugh. Now, I don't know about you, but that means you have to drive one car, not two cars.
Right.
Or maybe buy a Happy Meal and split the Happy Meal with you and your lovely significant others or your kids. It's out of control. So when the government, so that's why we have to really pay attention and we have to vote. I'm not going to go on any Republican or Democrat or independent. You got to go out and vote, but you got to know the issues. And the issues for those of us that are getting older, like myself, Alex, you're a baby. You have nothing to know what I'm talking about, but you got a mom and dad. And the most important thing is, by the way, Alex, is your grandpa and grandma alive?
I do have a grandma who is nearly 100, my friend.
What?
Very, very close, knocking on the door of 100. So I do
have
a grandma on my mom's side, still kicking and loving to see her great-grandchildren at this point.
Oh, wow. That is, I got bad genes. My genes are all ripped. My mom and dad died at 74, 75. My grandpa and grandmama, they died at 84, 85. And my mom's grandma died at 86. And my grandfather, my mom's side, he died in an accident driving a truck. So we'll just leave that one out. But I got bad juices. You got good ones. That's exciting. But for those of you who have maybe jeans that aren't that exciting, maybe you go to Wrangler or Levi's, but that's not a gene I'm talking about. But the genes of course, government programs, how the government program could change and shift the way you're taking income, the way you pull money out of your 401ks or your IRAs, 403bs, this is a critical change. When the government says you inherit money from your parents, called an inherited IRA, and now you have to pull it out over 10 years, how do you structure, for those of you who are about to receive money, listen to me, about to inherit money because maybe mom and dad or maybe a child passed away, sibling passed away. I deal this all the time. This is all I do. And this is why you want to watch with the government, how you're going to be taxed. We talked about taxes earlier, but how you're going to be taxing that money and how do you structure this in line of Social Security along with the government rules. This number six, changes in policies or government programs, could be really disastrous if you're not paying attention to this on a yearly basis, Alex. So please, please, if you want questions, by the way, I got answers. You got questions, I got answers. 609-488-4646. I'd love to help you with it. Give me a call off the air, 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you. Alex, what was number seven? I know there's seven of them.
Oh, yeah. Let's
I
put
want
a,
you to bring it out.
Let's put a bow on this, my friend. Touchdown and an extra point. We got seven. Easy to avoid retirement risk. We laugh a little bit at the word easy, but we're going to go ahead and call this easy. But here's the last risk. Risk number seven. Unexpected events. And you've hinted to this, Scott, but you can't plan for everything, my friend.
Can't, Alex. The unexpected events is one of the areas you live too long. We want to live long as it's healthy. You know, guys out there, the unexpected events, and I've deal this all the time. The lovely spouse passed away, but they didn't know when they came in for a second opinion that they weren't going to get their spouse's pension. Unexpected risk, unexpected event. And now they're worried about living on cat food versus real food. Now, we also speak about this. I'm not making light of this because this is could wreak tremendous havoc on people's lives when you're living on a nice income and all of a sudden it's changed overnight. One day you're healthy. A client came in here and now his beautiful spouse has multiple sclerosis. She was beautiful. She came in here before she had it. Today, she can't even sit up in a chair straight up and down. The disease came out of nowhere. This changes lives. Can you plan for it? No, you hit your knees and you go to the God above and say, hey, Jesus, I need help, or whoever you pray to. I need a plan. I need a game plan. For those of you, don't do it yourself. Get someone who's done it for so many people. Or maybe you have an estate issue. Will, power of attorney, living will. And you go to the hospital and your mom and dad are probably sick or something and you go there to help them and you don't have the power of attorney for healthcare matters or the power of attorney for financial matters. This unexpected event, well, pay attention to all the details. So Alex, and for those people that are younger listening, guys, make sure your parents' legal documents are up to date. Oh, by the way, make sure yours is up to date. Dust them off. Take a look. We don't know what life has. We don't know what's given. The grass withers. The flower fades. But I can tell you that the word stands forever. I don't know where you guys stand out there listening to me. But you know, in a wonderful season we're in, we're feeling good today. Okay, great time to plan. Let's plan for the good, the bad, and what's that movie?
Yeah.
Ugly, right? So, and I think when you think about this, because we don't know what lies ahead, because I can tell you the loss of one income from a spouse could be disastrous. Or maybe having to take care of your mom or dad and sure. Didn't think you had to, and now you have to leave work early. We've gone through that with our clients. I wasn't planning on retiring, Scott, at 61. I know you in our notes, it says you want to retire at 65, 66. Well, my mom needs my help, and I'm going to be taking care of her.
Yep.
Game changer.
And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes it's the adult child that needs
more help. Oh, my goodness,
that's
help. Exactly right. We have special needs kids out there that have to be taken care of. All of a sudden, your child maybe gets in a traffic accident. Now you're raising their kids, your grandkids.
Sure.
Life has a way of sometimes being not unfair, but it seems unfair.
Yeah.
It's what's in the cards. Guys, we just spoke, and Alex brought up in the show seven issues, seven concerns that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Concerns that are really important to you as we plan, as we go into a new segment of life, procrastination, or as you're planning for your future, as those going into retirement. We spoke about it, and let me give you a quick rundown, as Alex did very well. Number one, we talked about your monies, and we talked about several different risks. If you're concerned about your money, That's all we do. 609-488-4646. Seems simple. Seems like you'll never forget it, but it happens. Give me a call off the air, 609-488-464. I'm here for you. Guys, I'm right around the corner, right across from ShopRite. You'll see the beautiful building, the lighthouse. We're here. We're for you. Thanks for taking time with us. We wish you the very best. I hope this is helpful for you, you guys, as we talk about the risks, the seven risks in retirement.
Yes, and Scott, you did such a great job going through them. Risk one, living too long. Risk two, spending principal. Risk three, underestimating inflation. Four, staying invested in the stock market too long. You had five, underestimating healthcare costs. Six, changes in policies or government programs. Seven, unexpected events. And if you have any questions for Scott, you can give him a call always at 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. Just add a .com for the website.
We're going to have some more fun. We are going back in time. Stay with us.
Whoa.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
Man, that is just, it hits every single time, Scott. Never gets
anywhere
old
the wind blows. Oh. Doesn't really matter.
We all know that one from Queen, taking us back in time. 1975, as we're in the time machine today, Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McLean. The number, 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. But back in 1975, Scott, the number one song was actually Love Will Keep Us Together, Captain Antonil. Wow. But Queen did record Bohemian Rhapsody back in 1975. Saturday Night Live debuted on NBC. VCRs developed in Japan. You got younger people. VCR, what is that? President Gerald Ford escapes two assassination attempts in 17 days. Back in 1975, and the top grossing movies, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Jaws as well.
Amazing.
And so pretty freaking cool. And Scott, also financially back in 1975, gas, 57 cents a gallon, stamp, 10 cents, a home, a little over 42 grand, a dozen eggs, 77 cents, gallon of milk, $1.57. So a little bit different world. What can we learn from some of these numbers here, Scott?
No, all of us love the music. All of us can bring us right back to where we were when you played Queen's music, Bohemian Rhapsody. We can all relate to those things. I remember those of you listening to us right now, Alex has no idea what odd even day means when it comes to getting gas.
Mm.
I remember switching out because I wanted to have my drug of choice, which was water skiing. That was my drug of choice. I had to be in the water. And when, of course, the boat requires gas. And I had to do what I had to do to make it work. So I took the plates off of one car that had the boat. And we towed the boat, put it on the boat trailer. And of course, put it on the car, actually not the boat trailer. And I got the boat filled up. I made it happen. Mm. When we think about the cost of living and the worries, the housing costs, the healthcare expenses, the education for the grandkids, or maybe some of you are now ripping your kids out of school and homeschooling them as this woke environment is destroying, or this just tremendous things have changed today. Think about the income stagnation, the cost of living going way up. Wages have kind of gone up. And when I can tell you, when I hire people, I see a lot of Rolls Royce resumes, but when they show up, they look like Yugos. And I'm not saying everybody, but I can tell you they're trying to pontificate, make themselves look so good. Things haven't changed back then to now, except we're living a lot longer, Alex. Will our money live a lot longer? Will we worry about running out of money or running out of life? And the biggest concern was the fear of death, but it's no longer the fear of death. It's the fear of running out of money. And so really paying attention to, I think we did a show together, Alex, about one of the key areas, Alex, is where many people don't like doing it. You're coming off of a fat income, then you decide to retire. You're making, let's say, $100,000, but now your Social Security and your pension maybe is only $5,000 or $6,000, a far cry from $100,000 income. The demon in the room is the brain. How are we going to get through it? Are we going to do something about it? That's the demon. You're not taking advantage, putting off what you can do today. That is a cuss word. When my dad always yelled at me, he said, take action, son. You think about those days when you bought the 57 cents a gallon, or you think about the hamburgers that were cheap, a gallon of milk, $1.57, and a dozen eggs, 77 cents. I go to my next door neighbor. I'm out here at Southampton. And of course, you buy a dozen eggs at $5. Well, are we watching our money? You might have a lot of money. You think, I got $1 million. Well, great. Will that last? I don't know. Hmm. Invested correctly. For investing for income that will last the rest of your life. There's several products that could be very helpful to those of you listening. And for others of you say, well, I got plenty of money, I'm going to be fine. Well, let me tell you another demon that shows up, the demon of healthcare. And unfortunately, the demon of healthcare is long-term care expenses, either staying in your home or going to a facility. Or maybe you got to now take care of your mom and dad. Those of you taking care of your mom and dad. If you are veterans, we have a veteran program coming up one day. I know, Alex, we're going to put something together about the veterans benefit and long-term care that could be possibly free. So how do you do it? Maybe you should change your estate and look at maybe a special type of trust to prevent it from the crows and the clowns who want to grab your money. And so these are great, great shows we'll be doing in the future, as we've done a couple before, Alex. But I want you guys to be aware, Alex, your question is very, very powerful. Things have changed a lot. We're living a lot longer than the older days, I should say. And then, of course, in living a lot longer, hopefully we're healthy a lot longer, because nothing worse than dementia, Alzheimer's, and we're living like President Reagan. For how long was he sitting in the wheelchair? And then, of course, the lights were on, but no one was home. So I don't know if you guys have planned for that, thought about that. I mean, we all want an enjoyable retirement. If you're listening to me right now and you have questions about that, please feel free to give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. If you've got something on your mind and you would like me to get back with you, please call my office. Ask anytime you want. No cost, no obligation. Ask for Bonnie. She'll stick you in the schedule. We are very busy, but I'll try to get back with you as rapidly as possible. If it's a quick question, give her your email. And that number you would call to ask your questions, and I'd love to help you, 609-488-4646. 4646, because I know you're telling people about us. I know that we're getting so many people referring their friends and relatives and people that are maybe just met. Hey, why don't you go meet with a McLean? It's no pressure, no harm, no foul. They're not going to ask you for a check. That's our process in our financial planning process, as we do a confidential financial intake form to really understand your situation. And this is why, Alex, you and I have been doing radio shows for so long. And while we've been doing educational work shows, if you've listened to me for how many years now, some of you 12, 13 years, 14 years, I haven't sold one daggum thing except giving information to help you make sound decisions for retirement. So if you have questions, please feel free to give us a call, 609-488-4646. Speak to Bonnie. Give us your email address. We'll answer you by email, or we'll call you on the phone, Alex. I don't know if that answers the question, but times have changed, and they're changing even faster now as technology. So we've got to keep up with this technology. Yeah. It's so exciting. But it's also scary.
Absolutely. As we're looking back to 1975 today on the show, inflation rate 1975 was around 14%. As we're looking in the world of retirement planning and some numbers from that time, life expectancy in the U.S., 76.6 for women, but just 68 for men. Average monthly Social Security check back in 1975, $196. And the automatic annual cost of living adjustments, COLAs, and Social Security started in 1975. And Scott, you know, a lot of people maybe were beginning their careers back in 1975. Maybe they're approaching the end of their careers now, starting retirement.
You're talking about me, Alex.
Probably,
calm down.
Probably resonating with a lot of folks is all I'm saying, is that this content is definitely right for those people. You're speaking right to them, Scott. But those numbers probably no surprise to folks, obviously, have been living through that. But, you know, you always have to learn from the past. And that's something, Scott, you know, you have that time. You've been around, you've seen this, you've seen what the market can do, what the world can do, and what people do with their finances. The psychology is a very important aspect.
Huge.
As well, Scott. And that's something that, you know, all the education in the world isn't going to replace that kind of experience. And you've been in front of folks now for a long time. And it's one of those things where things are different, but things are the same, right? I mean, as far as a lot of things, what people want, they want to be happy and they want to be comfortable. And now it's just looking at that happiness and that comfortability and saying, all right, well, it's going to be a little bit longer than maybe the grandparents and the parents had, just because we're living longer.
Live a lot longer. And I can tell you that, life is exciting if you make it exciting. And then, of course, life gets scary. You know, the things you used to do, you get really mad because you can't do them anymore. It's almost like taking the keys away from Grandpa, and Grandpa throws a fit. And I think many of you understand this when perhaps did it to your mom and dad, because you're taking their, quote, independence away. Things change, and it's so sad. We revert back to the mean where we popped out of mom and can't drive anymore. Well, now we can't drive anymore. We're older. This is amazing. And when you are fighting to get ahead, the question is going to be, is our money dwindling away? Is our money in the right place? Do we need to make some changes? Do we need to fix our will, power of attorney, living will? Do we need to pay attention to our tax return? How can we prevent our house, our assets, from going to the nursing home to stay home to your family? This is why you look at the areas. When I wrote the book, Alex, a few years ago, The Three Blind Mice, how the financial planning process, that's right, the financial planning process leads your money to a mousetrap. So again, as you talked about this segment here, Alex, we're living a lot longer. These are the demons out there that are not paying attention, and we want to pay attention to you. Hey, by the way, if you want to give us a call, please feel free to call my office. I know, Alex, you usually bring this up, but I personally ask you, if you have a question, it's on your heart, call anytime you want, 609-488-4646. Obviously, we have an answering at our studio here. You can leave a message for you. Bonnie picks it up. And if you want us to reply or get with email, or if you'd like to get our email information, we'll be very happy to get all that information to you. no cost, and we're not going to try to beg or bug. If you decide you want to come in for have a quick powwow, we'll do that over the phone first and discuss some issues and see if we can help you. So 609-488-4646. Alex, I'm not sure if I answered your question.
Good, no, absolutely.
The best way possible, but Jaws is still out there looming.
Yes, it's still underneath, even if you can't see it. It is still there. Yes, great show, 1975. It was fun to go back in time with you, Scott. And
thanks, buddy.
That will do it for this week's program. Thank you, as always, for listening. Send in any questions, comments. The number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Just add a .com for the website. But Scott and his team eagerly waiting and hoping that they can assist you and your family. Thank you again for listening to Financial Insanity with Scott McClain.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, and we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McClain Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McClain Advisory Group and or Scott McClain offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.